Okay, good morning, everybody. I was hoping we'd be able to resume in person today, but it looks like that will be deferred until tomorrow, just based on some scheduling complications that came up late last night. So be that as it may, we're holding in Shlishi of Vayakel Pekudei, especially if you're listening overseas. Don't worry about that. And we have, repetition of the Klei HaMishkan, in particular the Menorah, the Mizbeach HaKedoras. And the section concludes with the following. I'd like to give the Ramban's Hayara and then sort of develop the idea in a broader sense. Vayas Hashem na Mishcha Kodesh v'esktores asamim tahor ma'aseh rokeach. So clearly the details of the Shem na Mishcha and the Ktores Samim are occluded. The Ramban says, Vayas Hashem na Mishcha Kodesh v'esktores asamim tahor v'opirish be'elu kasher pirish ba'achirim shal derech hashar roi sheyomar v'ikach b'samim rosh mar deror. Right, it should have gone into detail, the way that it described how the menorah was made, and the Mizbeach HaKedoras is made. Right now, the Mizbeach HaKedoras, by the way, has been restored to its proper place, as opposed to in Truma, where it's, deferred to Tetzaveh, Ayin Sham, the personal korban of Aaron, everything that we discussed. Shal derech hashar, right, just like the Aaron is described here, the Kaporas, or the Shulchan, or the menorah, the Mizbeach HaKedoras, etc. Roi sheyomar v'ikach b'samim rosh, the actual details of the construction should have been communicated. Mar Dror, Vayasus Hashem and Mishchas Kodesh, Vaykach Samim Natafushchiz Vachalmana, Vayasus Akitores, Rokach Merkachas Mase Rokach. And, you could say the same thing, with respect to the Shem and HaMishcha. Vatam Ki Bavor Shalom Emra Bohem, meaning the Ktores, the Shem and HaMishcha, Hatzava Betashim Amaisa Kasher Perashti Sham, right? Initially, the Shem and HaMishcha and the Ktores is also obscured. Of Ktoris lohisker gam kol asamim b'samach leim b'mashamer maaseh rokeach lohisker maaseh klum. Aval amar she'asu al das harakachim v'zatam kodesh tahor maaseh rokeach. So Rabban is saying that here, we're echoing what we said before, that there's something fundamentally, obscured about the Shem and HaMishcha, and our focus will be on the Ktoris. And it's really fascinating on the interrelationship yal derech hapshat between the menorah and the Ketores, right? They're back to back when they're presented in their natural setting. This will be repeated in Pekudei as well when the Mishkan is actually constructed. Even halachically, v'hiktir alav aharon Ketores samim baboker behetivo es haneros yakti rena. Right. So there will be the menorah, there will be the Ketores, there will always be conjoined together. They're linked forever, right? Bevo'o la kodesh, bayas kein Aaron, even though halachically it doesn't require Aaron in the context of the menorah, it might not even require a kohen in particular. It's just entry into that space requires a kohen, but the hanacha osa mitzvah dimension, as opposed to Neiros Chanukah, hadlaka osa mitzvah. So be that as it may, clearly the Torah wants us to understand the menorah and the ketores in light of each other, tarte mashma. And I think that this is really, a fundamental idea in Yahadus. The menorah, obviously, kiner mitzvah v'torah or, ner l'ragli d'varecha v'or l'nsivasi, mitzvah sashem bara me'ira asenayim. There's an enormous light and illumination that's associated with Torah, but me'idach gisa, the Rav used to like to use the expression, deus absconditus, right, the idea of Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's nistar, who's hidden from us, not just as a result of chait, vanochi haster haster panai bayomahu al kol ara asher asa, but just in a fundamental sense, as we spoke about last week, kilo yirani ha'adam v'chai. There's just plenty that we can't see, and that, of course, is symbolized by the ketores ki be'anan eira'el ha'ketores. It shrouds vision, it occludes vision, it blocks vision, and the conjoining of the menorah and the ketores, this dialectic, is actually probably, the best way of us understanding a Kadosh Baruch Hu. On the one hand, right, we're able to perceive an enormous amount of the Ratzon Hashem. It's illuminating. We're able to discern the appropriate path forward. Again, there are the Ragli Dvarecha or the Nesivasi. It gives us a sense of direction, to be sure. It gives us a sense of confidence in terms of, what the appropriate path is regarding any specific halacha and regarding, life in general. Ezohi Derech Yeshara. Sheyavor lo ha'adam. But me'idach, there's much that we don't understand. There's much that surprised us. We discussed a little bit last week. Hodi'ini na'ez terachecha ve'eda'acha, ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai, the sheet of Reb Meir, echad lo nasan lo, tzadik v'ralo, rasha v'tovlo, Anu lo biyadenu, says the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, lo mishalvas harishayim ve'af lo miyisurei hatzadikim. We just don't understand certain things about the way that the darchei hashgacha work in this world. V'chanosi es asher achon, v'richamti es asher arachim afal pi she'enu hagun. And so we have to conjoin these elements, you know, of the menorah, of the ma'or, on the one hand, and the ketores and the anan on the other. Chayiv Adam levarech al hara'a kishem b'shem levarech al hatova. The havamin of the gemara brachos, right, that you'd actually make the same bracha, but the answer is lekablinu b'simcha, to embrace the ratzon Hashem as it is. Tamim tiyayim Hashem lokecha kol ma sheyavor alecha. Rashi says, Kabel betmimus al sidrosh achar ha'asidos. It's not our job to be prognosticators, to be predictors of the future. It's our job, haniglos lanu vanenu ad olam, la'asos es kol divrei ha'torah hazos. When the Mizbeach HaKtores is restored to its proper place, right, it's right next to the menorah. And even so, as the Ramban is mayor, so much about the Ketores, and you could say the same thing about the Shemen Mishcha for a different time, so much about the Ketores, right, is really hidden for us. The Maisa HaKtores itself is just, you know, occluded. We don't know from the Torah itself how many Samim, and Chazal figured that out, in what proportion exactly, Natav u'shchelis v'chal bina samim u'levona zaka bad bevad yihyeh, but we don't know more than that, and it's up to us, you know, every day, as we say in the Gemara Krisos, to determine what exactly, you know, Torah Shabbal Peh fills that in. Devei Torah niyam b'mekoman v'ashir m'makom acher. The Ketores itself is very hidden, because that's really the idea. Ki be'anan eira'el la'Ketores, we cannot possibly penetrate all of the innermost spaces, even when we go even when we go into that space, still much remains hidden. Yahadus in our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam is a dialectical response to the Ma'or Sheba on the one hand and the Anan, the occlusion, on the other. We have to negotiate that balance in terms of closeness and also richok. And of course, this is part of what the Rambam was getting at as well in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Beis, right? The balance, Ketzad Yaderech, La'avasal Yiraso, Ahava, the surging desire to be close, Miyad, Hunisave, Taiva, Gedola, Leda, Hashem HaGadol, but Kishimechashiv, Bedvarim Ha'elu Atzman, Miyad, Nirta, Le'achorav, forward and backwards, capturing the dialectic, Ahava and Yira, the Ma'or and the Ketores.